residential activities in Taiwan.
Exemption.
There, it's classification.
It's classification.
Yeah, because they've got on here residential activities in entire home.
This may be another one of. Okay. So it's another argument that this is entirely.
It's a lodge.
Gotcha.
In tall timbers.
Have any other ones?
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yes.
Okay. With respect to your property, you've checked more than one box here, but I'm assuming that this has to do with a classification issue.
I checked exemption.
Uh-huh. Well, you've actually checked exemption. I'm assuming you meant to check classification.
That's right.
Okay. And do you or the owners of the LLC have any other rental properties in Taney County put in a nightly rental program?
No.
Okay.
Is this in a nightly rental?
Huh? In a nightly rental program.
Is this currently in a nightly rental program?
Is this property currently in a nightly rental program?
It
is the question.
Nightly rental program, yes.
I'm sorry?
It is nightly rental program.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's what we wanted to verify. Are you familiar at all with what we've been doing with nightly rental properties? What we've been doing is if the owners of the LLC or the LLC acquire any additional properties beyond the first one, those would be 100% commercial. But with respect to the first one, we would give a mixed-use classification of 25% commercial, 75% residential. Is that what you were looking for?
That's right.
Okay. As to BOE 52, I would make a motion to classify it as 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So you'll get a decision within a few days, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County. Is there another question or anything? Yes.
Yeah, I'm confused. I thought if they check something, you had to stick with what they're asking for, not make up something else.
I've had other people that would call in because they checked it as a mistake. In other words, this was all about classification. I mean, if we determine that that's not what they intended to check and it was just a clerical mistake, so to speak, then I think we can take it up. All right, thank you, sir. So we need to do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
So we're back to page 3. BOE 351.
CNY.
Yes, CNY.
Value and classification.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 513504123 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is David Akers again with the Taney County BOE. We're about to close our session for the day, so we were trying to get back in touch with you. Try again in a few minutes. Thank you. I'm sorry?
It does say on here that they're requesting a 75-25 mixed use.
They also have marked value, though, right?
They do.
It's probably related. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the, is it the same phone number I have? It is. I mean, I can make the motion, but with that second check mark, I think it. Okay, BOE 513.
Not answering. All circuits are busy now.
Are those the only? We have BOE 391.
391.
And 393.
Hmm.
and 393.
Yep. Hey, Craig, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yeah, there is a good time, yeah.
Okay, you have, looks like Quint Escapes, LLC?
Yes,
okay, do you, does the LLC or the owners of the LLC have any other rental properties in Taney County?
I don't have any other rental properties.
Okay.
The LLC only has one, yeah. So, yeah, it only has one.
Okay, are there any other owners that have any properties in Taney County of Quint Escapes?
Not in Quint Escapes. One of the owners, I think, has another property in Taney County, yes.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking that is we can only apply to the amount of the entry. If they already get a break on our 2575, then we can only apply that break to whatever portion you own in Quint Escapes. Are you familiar with what we're doing in Taney County?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, so if we've got another owner, I was going to do this at the beginning of the meeting, but basically what we're doing is, I guess we could do it as part of this case, but... if you own 50%, we can apply that 2575 to yours, but if they already get that break on another property, we're not going to give it to them again.
Right. No, I do own 50%, yes.
Okay. Do you know if the other owner already gets that break on another property?
I do not know that, no.
Okay.
Do we know the address?
Do you have the address or the name or anything like that?
I don't know that.
Look
it
up.
I know nothing about the property address that they have.
Okay. Well, my motion would be to table it so you can get that information to us. We need to know the other owner so we can verify whether or not they have that. I mean, if they don't have that break on their other property, then we can do the mixed use on this one, but we just need to know what they've got on their other property.
Okay. No, that's fine. Yeah.
Would you mind if we tabled this until another day so that you can get that information to us? What day would be best?
Yeah.
You want to do Monday afternoon? This week?
This coming Monday afternoon? Yeah, that's fine. Okay. This coming Monday afternoon, would that work for you?
Yes, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we can.
Okay. I think that we can... get it done pretty quick, but I don't know what time we'll call you, but it could be any time between 1 and 5. We're on track for about 600 appeals this year, so all right, we've got a lot of stuff. All right, what is next Monday's date? 21st. Table to 7:21 at 1, but we may call you between any time between 1 and 5. Okay. I'd make a motion to table BOE 391.
Second.
To 7:21, excuse me. Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion's table. We'll talk to you again soon. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Number is not answering. All circuits are busy now. Please.
That's nowhere near where the other one is, so it's got to be our system, not theirs, I think. I'm going to backtrack again and go to 513, see if we can get through on that one. Just the one that had value and said they wanted the 7525?
Yes.
The number is not answering. All circuits are busy now. Please try.
I think it's our system. I don't think it's theirs.
It's different areas and different carriers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try one more time on BOE 351.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5-1.
Okay. All right, guys, do you want me to try one more on these ones that are not going through?
Can I have IT checking on them? And then they have them in my email.
Okay, BOE 393 again, page 6.
Circuits are busy now.
All right. On those three particular people, you just want to reach out to them and get them rescheduled on Monday afternoon, indicating that we called them multiple times and could not get through. Might be our system, might be theirs, I don't know. Okay. Given that, do we need to do anything else today? I've got... Let's see. I was going to look at my calendar again. We're at 9 o'clock in the morning. Is that tomorrow? Okay.
Yes. 9 o'clock.
What'd you say? Guys, you want to wait a few minutes? I'm okay with waiting a few minutes.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to try to finish my motion. We can try to do this today. You'll be right back.
Are we off record?
We are not. We are still on record.
So the one that we won in the STC, we won the 23 appeal. Now they've assigned the 24 right away to the officer.
Is this for the Branson Hills exemption
yeah.
case? Oh, okay.
Like I said, we just got a judgment on 23. Now he's